which was the nights before Christmas, despite last-minute stress, few were delivering except Walmart Express.
Stockings were hung by the fire with some care, knowing in about an hour, stuffers would soon be there.
On to the road, Walmart Express delivery went, chock full of wondrous things in the St. Nick of time sent. Let's go!
Get express delivery in as fast as an hour, even on Christmas Eve. Orders must be placed by 4 p.m. local time on 12/24. Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Express delivery to y'all and to all a good night. Welcome to your Walmart.
Moncrief on News Talk.
This time of year particularly, there are all sorts of demands on our time. There's a lot of preparation and present buying, obviously, but also a lot of people to meet up with. Some of which might be duty visits. So why can't we just say no? Because we're Irish. After a lot of humming and hawing, News Talks, of course I'd love to do this, correspondent Henry McKean reluctantly agreed to do a report on this. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, good afternoon. And you're right, I wouldn't say I was reluctant. I actually said yes. And this is the issue with me. I always say yes
to
everything.
You're your own worst enemy.
And it's actually not good. You want to make yourself unavailable, not just on the dance floor, but in life, not on a dating app. But if you're available all the time, you're just a bit loose. And, you know,
you're a bit loose.
Yeah, you're a bit loose, you know?
Yeah.
We still use that phrase, he's a bit loose.
Yeah, not in the way you mean it, I think. No.
But yeah, I am terrible at saying it. But do you know what I really hate, Sean? Do you know what I really hate?
Mm.
Is when somebody says they'll do something and then they flake out on you and they say no. That
after the event.
Just say no. Why lead me along? Why say you're going to do it and then pull out? Why? I just find that unbelievably frustrating.
They don't have the self-confidence because they're saying yes instinctively and then afterwards they think, oh, no,
Why did I do that?
I actually can't do it or I don't want to do it or whatever.
It could be anything, a wedding, a party. Just, like, I lost a couple of wedding invites on the day of. You know, they cancelled. And I just thought, lads, you knew you were never going to come. Just say no. I didn't mind.
Well, did they even pull the old children are sick routine or anything?
Can't find my passport. That was one of them. Can't find, which I know was absolute bull. Another one was, the children were sick. I actually think it's the pits. God, I know it's Christmas and we're supposed to be positive.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, children do get sick, but it's the old reliable. That's what children are for. They're an excuse to get out of doing
Well,
stuff.
I know. Someone's got to look after them. And it makes sense for the parents to actually step up and look after them.
Mm.
No,
but,
But yeah, I have to say, the English and the Welsh, they are brilliant at saying no. I don't know if it's like some sort of old empire thing. And they don't feel bad about it at all. But the Irish are terrible at saying no.
I think Irish are terrible at saying no. I think we say yes to everything.
Why? Why do the Irish say yes to everything? Is it fear of missing out? Is it FOMO? Is it we're just too polite? Why do the Irish have to say yes to everything?
I suppose, except for someone like Zeb, I'm from the countryside.
And where is the countryside?
Wexford. I just think maybe we have more of a culture of... You know, you help out your neighbours
and... You don't want to disappoint them.
You don't want to disappoint them. Like, you know, if you're involved in organisations like GAA and stuff like that, you're used to volunteering and I just think we have a thing of... And also, I think there's a thing where you don't want to be seen to be the person who says no.
So you've got to help out. You've got to say yes. You must be exhausted at this time of the year. Parties, dinners, you name it, fundraisers...
Yeah, no, it's a busy time of year, but I suppose that's what makes Christmas enjoyable and fun. You get to do lots of different things and get to keep busy, you know.
You're good at saying no?
Yeah.
How? You're from Wales originally, you live in Germany. How come you're good at saying no?
Because I always just want to do what makes me happy. And if something doesn't make me happy, you should always just be truthful and honest to somebody.
So you've got to make sure it pleases you, no one else.
It's got to please everybody around me. But my interests always have to be at heart as well, yeah.
Is he good at saying no?
He's much better than me, yeah.
So you say yes?
Yeah, and I live in Ireland, so I'm never going to change.
And why is it the Irish say yes to everything, and perhaps in the UK they're better at saying no?
Oh, God, I'm going to say this on record. I think Irish people are a lot nicer.
They're nicer?
I think friendlier in general. I've lived here for 6 years, and it's like, it's really nice because people don't want to disappoint you and... Like, everyone's really friendly, and I think it's just very hard to, like, disappoint people and say yes. But also, we're really sociable. We don't want to miss out on anything.
True. Very true. You're all just too nice.
Yeah, I wonder, is it that?
Yeah, I think
it's because,
it
well, it's like, we think we're nice by never saying no to anything, but we're not being nice. Yeah. We're being deceitful because a lot of the time we're saying yes to things that we don't want to do or things that, you know, oh, yes, I'll totally do that. And then you pull the old sick children card afterwards.
And also on that whole being nice thing, and this is a new kind of a new, well, it's not that new, a buzzword, the word sound. You know, that person is sound.
Yeah.
Well, I should jolly well think so. I mean, imagine, you know, that's the least we can expect, that we can be civil to each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. But a sound person would be a person who says, yes, they are going to do something and then
and
they'll
do it.
Or a sound person would be able to say no in a nice way. Yes. We seem incapable of saying no in a nice way. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
We let them down gently. That goes on for weeks.
Yeah.
And then they're really hurt.
Yeah. And then you're going, why didn't you tell me at the start? You know, I didn't want to. But then you make it worse.
Oh, you
a
do.
Lot of the time.
And everyone's just upset. It's really, really quite ugly.
Yeah.
And talking of that, I met these women from Leash and Mayo.
Well, I suppose it is a thing, a habit. You're just don't like to say no straight out. And especially if you're caught in the hop, you'll say yes. And if people ask you to do things, you really don't want to say no. You're trying to help out everybody.
And you're from County Leash. You've been invited to lots of different parties. Where is Christmas dinner for you this year?
In my house.
And how many people are you hosting?
Oh, I'm small this year. Just my son and, well, two sons, and then one of them is married and then a granddaughter.
So there's going to be a few of you. What happens if you said, you know what, I'm not doing Christmas dinner this year? How would that go down?
They'd probably think I was sick because Christmas is my time of the year. I adore it. So I love having people around and all that sort of thing.
Why do you adore Christmas? You're wearing a brooch that's a Christmas tree covered in jewels. Why do you love Christmas? And I just noticing you're wearing a silk scarf with a snowman on.
You know, my parents were great people for Christmas, and they made Christmas terrible special for us. So I think we just inherited that sense of Christmas time, you know.
So you do say yes to everything. Would it be rude locally in rural Leash if you said I'm not coming round for a hot port?
No, well, I wouldn't say I was sick. It's a while now since I've been around. Invited to hot port, but no, it's just family and friends, really. Yeah, but I do love doing. Having people around, like that sort of thing.
I live in Mayo.
So. You live in County Mayo. Yeah. Could you get away with it? Could you say no to everything at this time of the year? Could you back out on all these different parties, get-togethers?
Well, I wouldn't have that many parties, but the ones I have invited, I couldn't back out of because I'm a member of a choir and it's a choir party, so I'd be expected to be
at
it.
You have to be at the choir party?
Yes, I would, yeah.
You couldn't just cry off?
Not unless I was sick or something, but it wouldn't be done, no.
And is it hard at this time of the year for ladies everywhere because they make Christmas?
It's same with ladies that are busy at Christmas. We're all, like in my house, would be the same as my sister here. We would, you know, we'd have family around all the time. Family, again, you know, our tradition is family Christmases, you know.
So that's important.
Family is everything, yeah.
And are you a yes person or a no person at this time of the year?
Probably a yes person as well. I find it very hard to say no at Christmas. So, any time, really.
And where's home for you?
Portlaoise.
So you're Portlaoise too, and you love Christmas. You're wearing a Christmas brooch
too. I do, yes, yeah. For my sister at Christmas, she gave it to me.
Well, happy Christmas to all of you.
Yeah, and many happy returns.
There you go. Us Irish are friendly but not nice, says the texter.
Interesting way of putting it. I've always said this. I think the Irish are very, very friendly. But sometimes it can only be surface, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And and a lot of people have said who've come to live here that it's actually difficult to make friends with Irish people. On the surface, we're all ostensibly, it's all, great.
It's like the
and
Germans. That, it's hard to get in there.
But no, but once you get in with the Germans now are like, just like, no, I am unfriendly. That's my German accent. But once you get to be friends with them, then obviously they'll, you know, well, they'll invade a country for you.
Well, the English are the same. I mean,
English are like that,
they'll
true.
They'll invade a country for you too, but they will also won't let you in. And then when they do let you in, they really let you in. So it's just, it's different.
Yeah.
And I know these are gross generalizations,
yes,
but I'm
going
to stick to them.
There's no word for no or for yes in Irish. So we hedge our bets mostly.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't charming yes?
That would make sense if there's no direct translation. And we're used to just sort of, you know, not sure which side we're on. And so we just walk that fence and we just keep at it.
It's because we all know somebody who knows somebody. We're afraid we'll get a bad rep as a miserable git. As for the Welsh, they're just Welsh. Yes, they are. And they're particularly good at being Welsh.
They are.
Hats off to them. No one's better in the world at being Welsh than the Welsh.
Oh, the Welsh are very good.
But see, the thing is, though, if you say, if you're saying yes to everything and then later on you're squirming your way out of it, then you get a bad rep because people go, well, don't believe them because they're not going to mean that.
I mean, it's cry wolf. And with the Welsh, they're very good at choir singing. They're very good at rugby. Well, they used to be good at
rugby. Used to be good at mining as well.
And they're very good. They don't mind England running them. They're okay with that.
Yeah, because Wales is in the country.
They don't moan like the Scots are constantly trying to break away. And we won't talk about the troubles, but like,
yeah, yes.
But the Welsh are just
something
happy.
Something to offend everyone in these islands, just in that short statement. So, did you speak to any experts?
Yes.
Did they say yes to your request for an interview?
Yeah, no, in fairness, she did. Here is Gillian O'Gorman, the burnout coach. And by the way, she's not burnt out.
Okay.
I am. The self-development and well-being coach.
So what I observe about this time of year is this rapid increase in the demand that we put on ourselves and the demand that other people can put on us. So this can be around our availability. This can be around, you know, us having to do more things, go more places. If you have kids, their calendar becomes a lot busy. So, you know, from January to October, we may have a whole, you know, pattern or a routine. And then all of a sudden that just all accelerates. And that in itself can be very overwhelming because, you know, people feel that they have to be available to everybody and they can forget about themselves. So depending on your, you know, stress response or your relationship or awareness around your stress, one of the things that you can do is to go into the fawn stress response. So what is this? This is all about prioritizing the needs of others, not wanting to rock the boat, saying yes where really you want to say no. So what I'd encourage people to do is really, really tune in with your gut. Really tune in with what's okay for you, what's not okay for you. And your self-talk is really, really important because you have to soothe yourself around saying no if it's something that's kind of scary, if you're afraid of disappointing another person or you're afraid of another person's reaction. So practice some simple no statements like, I don't have time for that right now. Can we reschedule in the new year? I would really like to, but it's not possible this week. So I think sometimes, you know, it's hard to just say no. Saying no and having a little bit of a softener, but standing your ground, tuning in with your gut, and often just taking 3 long, slow, deep breaths to kind of recalibrate yourself, understand yourself a little bit more, and, you know, give yourself permission to have a good Christmas as well.
Okay, a couple of conflicting views there. One person says, I don't know where this idea that Irish people can't say no came from. I know loads of Irish people that would not piss on you if you were on fire. Irish man here. You see, the thing is, if you did encounter somebody on fire, peeing on them would probably not be the first response to take. I would, you know, get a fire extinguisher, yeah, wrap them in a blanket,
and is that kind of thing. Is urine flammable? It's not, is it?
No, it's not. No, it would act.
But yeah, it would put it out.
But depending on the size of the conflagration, if the entire body's on fire, peeing on it isn't going to make much difference.
No,
other
I would
than leaving
say,
a terrible kind of odour.
Like, I think a wet blanket, like an actual
yes,
blanket.
Yes, exactly.
And you wrap them around and you roll them.
Yeah.
Or you get like some leaf and you pat against them.
Yeah. Maybe if you peed on a blanket and then wrap them in it, that might help.
Like
I don't know.
A wee soaked blanket. That would actually do the trick.
A good example of this culture is Father Ted. When he gets a new parish in America, he can't say the hard truth to the others. Someone else says, I reckon it all goes back to foreign rule and then the Civil War. Happy, smiley, friendly to your face and plot to bring you down behind your back. Maybe. Mm. Yeah.
That is the most Irish thing ever.
Yeah. Mm. Foreign rule, but all like the big house and going up and tipped off in the cap to the...
And you're secretly trying to plot their downfall.
Yeah.
That does sound very Irish.
Yeah. I moved to Ireland from Sweden 15 years ago. I found it hard to believe people. Irish people say yes, but their words do not mean anything. You never know where you stand.
It's true. And the Swedes are I got to spend some time in the summer kind of spring, summer over in Denmark and in Sweden for Eurovision. And like that, the Swedes just tell you straight that, you know, there's no nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, get back or what are you doing? And, you know, there's no politeness. Well, they're polite, but a very firm Scandinavian.
But you know where you stand.
Oh, you do.
That's the thing. As opposed to like that person moves here from Sweden and then, you know, they move into a house and, you know, they need a plumber and the plumber says, I'll be there on Tuesday. And that could mean Tuesday, or it might mean Tuesday week, or it might be never.
Well, no, they will come eventually. 12 weeks is about average.
Who knows? Yeah, could mean anything.
And you've got to keep ringing them and always be friendly and polite. You know the way you said you were going to come on Tuesday? When do you think you actually might be able to come? I'm here all the time, every day.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to keep the options open and just keep ringing them. And even ring them from different numbers, and then the plumber will come. That's my advice.
Buy a series of burner phones, and then you can get people to do stuff for you. That's yes. So,
yeah.
Are young people better at this, Henry? Is this just an older age cohort?
I think young people are actually, my view, I think they're worse. I think they say they're going to do something, don't do it. They suit themselves. Again, a gross generalization, but that is my experience. Here are some young people.
It's hard to say no to your friends because, you know, friends, they can influence you to do things that, you know, you're not comfortable doing, like peer pressure and all. But, you know, I think you just have to, like, stand up to yourself and, you know, you're your own person. You make your own decisions. And if you just don't want to do something, you know, it's easy to say no.
You think it's easy? You're out with Childline, the ISPCC, selling these holly badges for €3. People are saying no to you. How are you taking that? I'm sure some are buying them too.
I mean, if they say no, you know, it's their choice. I don't really mind. But, you know, I mean, if you say yes, it's for a good cause. But yeah, saying no's fine, I guess, yeah.
No.
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 No to?
Saying no to quick saying.
So you're good at saying no at this time of the year?
Yeah.
Are you saying no to me, or do you want to have a chat?
I don't know if he's having me on or not.
No, he wants you to answer.
I'll have a chat.
So you will have a chat.
Yeah.
You're from London.
Yeah.
In London, it's a world city. It's a global city, 10 million people. You've got to be a little bit ruthless just to get the bus to work, don't you?
Yes.
Got to be a bit of push, push, shove, shove. So you're good at saying no.
Yes.
There you go. A member of the cast of EastEnders over in Dublin for their Christmas party, no doubt. Dan says, what if you were a fire eater? Then maybe your pee would be flammable. Maybe. Perhaps, Dan, there's only one way to test that, I suppose. When we lived in Brussels, my husband said to a new friend from Holland, you must come up for dinner. He turned up the next week. Exactly, because he interpreted the words literally. That's
so
the
he was
thing.
Invited to dinner. He went to dinner and they didn't think he'd ever come.
Yeah.
I say to people all the time, we must go for coffee. And I admit that, do I really want to go for coffee? And why don't I follow on with that and actually invite them out for coffee?
Yeah.
Like with some friends, I was going to say, let's not go for like Christmas drinks. Let's go for Christmas coffee. It went down terribly. Nobody wants to go for a Christmas coffee.
No, probably not. But you see, if all the people said, yes, I'll go for a Christmas coffee, then you spend all your time having Christmas coffees and not doing the 9,000 things you're supposed to do in advance of here. I think as Irish people, we do find it difficult to say no, says this texter. It is okay to say no sometimes. You can't always be in good form or for big celebrations at times. People do prefer their own company and that's perfectly okay too. Indeed. Though would you give that as a reason? If someone says, we're all going out for Christmas pints and you say, I'm just not in the mood for it. Mm. And people kind of go, what's wrong? Shall I call someone?
You know,
other than I'm just not in the mood for it.
Like I have a friend who's like the old queen who died. Sorry, the late queen, whatever you call it. Queen Elizabeth II.
Dead queen.
Her. Don't apologise, don't explain. So he would just say in a text, I'm not coming. That's it.
Fair enough.
And everyone would go, exactly, he's not coming. We know where we stand. There's no bull. It's not a maybe. It's, you know, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. Just tell us the truth. But I keep bumping into Welsh people, which is really weird because there's 150,000 of them stuck in Holyhead trying to get over here.
Yeah.
And they can't. So what they've done is they flew here.
You're from Wales.
Yeah.
Sorry. Are you good at saying no?
No.
You say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And you said yes to a party here in Dublin. And here you are.
Yeah. Well, it was my idea. She's also a yes person. Both of us are. That's why we're always out and about.
So it was your idea. Let's fly to Dublin.
Yeah.
And how was it for you here?
Oh, well, we love it. We had a great time last night, didn't we? Yeah. Although we didn't have to go home early because we got a bit too drunk. We got excited.
And when are you heading back to Wales?
This evening.
And did you say no at all over the last few days?
No.
You said yes to everyone, everything.
Yeah.
And did you meet anyone nice? Any nice Irish lads?
No.
Can't remember. We were too drunk. Probably.
Just literally saying, oh, I mean, we had a lady stop us this week asking us for money and I just said, no, I'm sorry, I'm gone, man. You just can't. You can't please everybody else. You've got to please yourself.
So you're good at it. You're good at saying no.
Yeah. I think the job helps.
And what's your job?
I work for NHS. We used to be at People's Behaviours. How they are, I try and manipulate. So, yeah, it's about reading the situation.
You can pretend you haven't got the invitation. You can say you're doing something else. You can tell people you'll be bored stiff.
So yeah. Just make an excuse.
Make an excuse.
To get out of going to that party.
Yeah, because it can be, especially if they go over two, you know, parties. You're probably meeting the same people. Same people are getting too drunk. And, you know, meet people after Christmas, I think, is the nicest part. Say, just after the New Year. Leading
up
to
Twixmas, as they call it.
I love that. You know, it's peaceful. The hassle has gone out of it, and meet people after the New Year, those days leading up to the 6th, you know, of January. I think it's a lovely time to meet people for lunch and that sort of stuff.
Very good at saying no.
And how are you very good at it?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Say hello to Sean.
There you go. That's all he was prepared to say. Fair juice to him saying no. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.